from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Well, hi, everybody. Springtime in January continues, wet at times and warmer than normal. Today and tonight, periods of showers and thunderstorms. High 76 today, low tonight mid-60s. Wednesday's high in the upper 70s, scattered showers and thunderstorms around. Maybe a couple of leftover showers on Thursday, still in the low 70s. A little break in the action perhaps on Friday before another round of showers and storms comes in on Saturday. It's like an April forecast. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Tired of my voice yet? It's Tiffany Coleman. My husband is Jeff Coleman, who's running for Congress. Jeff's in the moving van business, Coleman Worldwide. He's the fourth generation to run it, since his grandfather was helping people move in a horse and wagon. He started working for him when he was 10. Says he could only lift a lampshade. For a few summers, he worked with a man he just loved called Baby Cakes. Now, Baby Cakes couldn't read much, so he did the driving and the heavy lifting while Jeff was the navigator. Then came college and the best part of his life. He met me. I'll tell you about that the next time we talk.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
It's time for some straight talk. Some choices don't require a brain, like getting the new iPhone 11 with the ultra-wide camera. Do you want an expensive plan with a contract or an affordable plan with no contract? Like I said, a no-brainer. Why pay more for the same network? Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get a plan that's up to half the cost of big carriers, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
Some job recruitment sites overload your inbox with resumes. Glassdoor knows not just any will do. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. In fact, Glassdoor hires are 30% more likely to stay with your company longer. And Glassdoor can help you find that perfect candidate in half the resumes. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor. There are choices for all appetites at Sinclair's.
We've got a lot of great sandwiches. We've got a lot of really, really good appetizers. I mean, I hear from a lot of people that they really like our wings, that ours are particularly good. Our quesadillas are great. We do a lot of different things. Shrimp and feta, which is a light one, which is good.
Sinclair's fits your budget and your appetite.
You can come in there and spend $5, $6, $7, $8 and be happy, or you can spend $25 or $30 and be very happy, you know, get steaks and seafood.
Sinclair's has helped. Healthy options as well.
We've got one that's called a beet and blue, which is really, really good. You know, we do several different ways. We do a Caesar salad. Got a Greek salad on it that is very good. Or we do another one that's really popular, fresh fish salad. I mean, we grill fish, or we blacken fish, or we fry fish and put it on a salad. Oh, I see people come in at night and the whole table will have a salad. But at lunchtime, obviously, I see a lot of people come in and the whole table will have a salad.
You can really step it up with Sinclair's Fine Dining. Sinclair's East. Vaughn at Taylor.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon, second hour of News and Views, which is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. And look who it is, Jack.
I know, young Kim Williams.
It's Miss Alabama Home Mortgage.
Hey, Kim, how are you?
I'm doing well, gentlemen.
How you doing?
How you doing? Doing. Jack, it's so good to see you.
Good to see you.
I mean, Joey, you know, it's always good to see you, but yeah, I know you're going to be here every time
right,
I come.
Right, yeah.
I hadn't seen Jack, you know, the last couple of times I've visited, and I walked out of here kind of, you know, was less air in my step.
Oh, don't say that.
Yeah. Got the wind knocked out of me.
Jack.
There is a difference in mortgage lenders.
There is a difference in mortgage companies. Pick up the phone and give us a call, and you'll see. 567-4223.
Is that all you have to say today?
No, I got a lot to say.
I know you do.
I just need for y'all to keep me on the path.
You're doing well. So who have you saved money for? I hear your ad on our radio station about the pilot that saved 500 something a month.
Right. Well, there's so much to talk about, but I don't even know where to go. But I want to start out with a loan that we closed yesterday to a veteran that gave us a call that bought his house back in May of 19. Okay. So what's that? He's 7-8 months into it.
Mm-hmm.
Gave us a call, heard about the VA IRL, the interest rate reduction loan, and wanted to just take a look and see, you know, he had a good rate. I mean, is there anything it would do for him? Well, I'm proud to say that there is something that the VA IRL offered him. It lowered his rate by 0.625, so over a half a point. He owed $248,000, okay? That saved him, just by reducing that rate, $187 a month.
Wow.
Just by simply lowering the rate on that size balance, you know, the more you owe, the more impact the slightest of rate differential makes. So that saved him $187 a month. That's $2,244 a year. Okay. So we put him back on a 30. He was only 8 months paid into 20. So he had 29 years and 4 months remaining. But over the life of the loan, that difference in rate and difference in payment is going to save him $69,076.
That's pretty stout.
That's very stout. And remember, you know, if you've currently got a VA loan, or if you don't have a VA loan, you have some other type of loan, then the first question I ask is why. The second suggestion I say is pick up the phone and give Alabama Home Mortgage a call and see what the VA home loan will do for you. Because, folks, that's the flagship mortgage. It offers the very lowest rates, no PMI, you know, 100% financing. And that's great for cash out, you know.
Yes.
Recently, we had a customer give us a call. It wasn't a veteran, but, you know, said, you know, can you get me a 3% rate? Well, that sounds all fine and good, you know. And then we dig in, and they got a 4% rate. Well, refinancing isn't all about rate. My point is, if we said, well, you can refinance for 6%, that wouldn't make sense.
No.
That wouldn't make sense, okay? But this customer works for the state of Alabama, and her husband works, he's a state trooper. They were able to, we could get them the same rate virtually. I think it was slightly under 4.
Right.
But the biggest lift was they had $40,000 in credit cards. Okay, $40,000 in credit cards at 18%.
Mm.
You know what the minimum payment is on that? $16.40 a month.
Wow.
$16.40 a month.
Oh, that hurts just hearing.
That'll choke you out.
Right. So, and you can pull this up online. You can pull up amortization schedule. Plug in $40,000, 18%. How long do you think that would take to pay you off if you just made the minimum payments each month?
Oh, my God. No telling.
Just take a guess.
7 years.
All right. Joey?
I'm going to go with 8.
Okay. Y'all are way lowballed. It'll take you 20 years and 4 months.
Oh my God.
Making the minimum payments. So refinancing that 4% at 4%, but paying off $40,000 in credit cards.
Yeah.
That they're paying 18%. That was the aha moment. And so that was, you know, the benefit to that bar.
Did these folks name you like their child's like godmother or something after doing this? I mean, my goodness, what a deal.
No kidding.
You lifted a huge burden off their shoulders.
Absolutely, because we also reduced, because they've been paying into this mortgage, you know. Yeah. Actually, it opened at around $200,000 30 years ago. They were 15 years in, and I think they owed $157,000.
You know, when you, and I don't want to slam anybody that does business with you, because I don't know what goes on in people's minds, but when you find someone like this couple, mm-hmm. and you make them a deal, get them a better deal, mm-hmm. on their mortgage, and they pay off the credit card, I know they're totally relieved, but how? What percentage of those folks are repeat offenders and go right back out? And I mean, you probably wouldn't know that because you only hear the good stuff.
Well, no, I mean, I see it when we close it in many, many customers. I mean, we're not just a transaction broker, right, you know. Right. We're not here for just this loan. We're here from now on, you know. Anything to do with mortgages, or just give us a call and have, I mean, they know that we're like family. Calling your aunt, calling your uncle, or grandma, or whoever, just whatever you want to call me, just call me. And we provide them direction moving forward. But repeat offenders, you know, gosh, that's hard to say. I would say years ago, most of them, you paid it off, and they go charged it back up.
Yeah.
But these days, perhaps because of the economy, perhaps because I don't see as
maybe
much.
Maybe people are more astute because they know they've been raped
right.
by these companies.
Right.
I mean.
Well, what we like to do in that case, if we all know that you're going to have an expense come up unexpectedly.
Sure.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So if we can go ahead and cash at that time, get them enough cash out, pay off the credit cards, get them another $7,000 just to put over in a savings account for future needs, you know, for rainy day. So that, you know, when something comes up, that expense, and typically, you know, it always does, but if you have kids, it will, if
yeah.
you have kids, okay? And especially if you have kids, 16, 17, 18, you know, college, car, blah, blah, then you're going to have that unexpected expense. So, you know, we certainly try to do our, you know, to do we do that. We're going to get you more cash, put it over there in a savings account, so when something comes up, you've already got.
So you counsel them to do that.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's good. I mean,
you know, I mean, every customer we talk to is unique. You know, everybody's different. And some, you know, it all depends on the situation. Some call and say, look, I've got these. This was, you know, my granddaughter, blah, 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 blah. Now, you know, she's out of college, you know, got her master's, and she's making money on her own. But we'd like to just pay off all of this, mm-hmm. you know. So I know that won't go back up.
Yeah.
Because it was based on a specific event, and that event's gone.
I love stories like this, though, because, as you said earlier, it's not just about the rate. Sometimes the rate can be crucial, but it's really for a lot of it can be a big financial makeover. Like, you're just getting reset.
Absolutely. And eliminating that high rate debt. You know, our goal is not to put you in more debt. I mean, never. I mean, our goal is to restructure what you've got.
Right.
To make it work for you. You already owe it. When we're talking about, you know, cash out on to pay off maybe higher rate debt or, I mean, there's so many reasons. We've got a loan right now that, boy, she's been with us many, many, many years. And now she's probably listening, but she's gonna, boy, she loves her kids. But originally she came to us because her son was living down towards Mobile, got him a good job, been on the job a couple of years, and he wanted to buy a house. Well, the one thing he didn't have was credit.
Yeah.
You know, of course, the parents had stellar credit. So they were able to sign with him and get his first house. Well, he's lived in that house 3 or 4 years now. Value's gone up. Now he's found another house he wants to buy. Well, he's got this other payment. Well, what they're going to do is they're going to refinance their mortgage here, okay, that's paid off, and pay off that mortgage that he's got remaining, free mm-hmm. that up, and then they're going to turn it into investment property.
Well, that's smart.
I mean, there's, and that eliminates it out of his name. Now he's freed up right. to go get this new right. house. I mean, there, it's just.
You know, it depends on your situation. There are so many options.
Creative financing.
Yeah, you absolutely.
Know? You know, that customer calls, you know, another institution, and they say, no, we can't do it. He don't qualify. He's already got a mortgage. Well, come on. I mean, that's where years of experience and creative financing comes in.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he does qualify. Well, why don't you pay that off? You're gonna, you know, you weren't planning on selling it anyway. You're gonna turn it into a revenue enhancer. So, But again, it's just based on every, you know, each individual need. How did they get to where they are, and what are their goals moving forward?
Well, this is why people need to pick up the phone.
Absolutely.
567-4223.
567-4223. You know, it, I had to get that out real quick. And I just spoke to a customer Friday, and he had a, has a first mortgage. I mean, you know, pretty good rate, but he's got a second mortgage that's one of those HELOCs, you know, so the payments are nice because you're all, you're only paying interest pretty much. You know, yeah. The balance will never go down. But he's been at like 6.75 for years. And I said, why? I said, tell me something. Why have you not called me already? He said, I've been meaning to, you know. I've been meaning to. I hear you.
I can relate to that. I've been meaning to.
Every time I hear you, I say I'm going to pick up the phone, and this time I did. So I think that a lot of people listening right now say, well, I'm going to get around to it. Why put off till tomorrow what you can do today? Pick up the phone right now. I've got Madeline standing by at the office ready to listen to you and show you how much you know, you can save or how much you can pay off or how you can pay off your mortgage sooner. Maybe to you know, to be consistent with a date you've got in mind for retirement. But again, pick up the phone and give us a call right now at 567-4223, 567-4223. Jack looks so interested over there, biting on his fingernails.
Operators are standing by. Yeah, this is like the March of Dimes telethon. Call right now.
And also the website is wonderful, myalabamahomemortgage.com.
Right. A customer, I love her.
Just texting?
Yeah, yep. Tying that rate down gives great peace of mind. That's one that actually, yep, she's a listener of News and Views, and she called us because she had a higher rate mortgage. And I'm pretty darn sure it was a revolving, you know, adjustable. And she gave us a call probably about a year or so ago, and since that time has referred her daughter. And
well, that text is key because, I mean, of course, dollar and cents is what makes this world go around, and dollars and cents is what we're talking about here, but financial stress can lead to actual stress, all sorts of problems in life. So if you can take, again, that a burden like that off your shoulders and reorganize life a little bit and be less stressed out, have that peace of mind, it goes a long way to, absolutely, beyond dollars and cents.
Absolutely. I mean, and that's a long-term, yeah, you know, benefit. When you reduce your payments on a mortgage, when that frees up, like the one gentleman we talked about earlier, $187 a month. He could, what could he do with that? I mean, he could do a lot with that.
Yeah.
Whether he chooses to save it, you know, or invest it or spend it. But it just frees, it gives you a lot more flexibility. $187 is a lot of money.
It is. It is. Anything in my mind that gets around that $100 a month figure, you're talking in the thousands a year, thousands a month.
Absolutely.
And in a good month, that's a power bill.
Exactly.
That's right. In a good month. Yeah. Right. Good, it's month. Definitely the water bill, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe a quarter's worth of water bills. But
or the internet or the cable, whatever. Yeah, it's one of your bills, and you're freeing up that money. And it just frees up life. And, you know, you've been, I appreciate, I'm taking the steps based on what we talked about not too long ago. I have to go get a secured card here. I think I'm going to go local.
I don't think you need a secured one.
Yeah.
You won't need a secured one. I mean, of course, you know, if someone says, well, this is all we've got, but, right, but no credit, okay, is not viewed as bad credit.
Right. Okay.
I remember being in college, you know, when I'd go check my mail and I had all these offers. I don't know if they still do that. I'm like, they know you're in college, right?
Right.
I don't worry. Why? But again, I built some credit.
Okay, and that's my situation for folks who don't know, is no credit.
That's right, no credit.
I don't bad credit. It's just
absolutely not
non-existent because, you know, I'm very risk averse. I like having the cash on hand.
But you've
got to
show you a command,
exactly,
for opening, you know, an account and repaying it back.
Exactly.
Like I told you, I'm not saying go open accounts and go max them out. I'm not even saying carry a balance. I'm saying open an account and put, you know, your tank of gas on it, turn around and pay it off.
Right, and this is just a little glimpse into it. It's mortgages are key, but it's not just that. It's, again, looking at your whole situation and how can the mortgage market, how can refinancing and getting a mortgage help you to refinance and generally reassess your life in that aspect.
Absolutely. And there's, you know, there's many people probably listening that say, I want to buy a house in the next year or so. And I mean, I don't know what I qualify for now. Right. I don't know how much, I don't know what I need to do. Again, you know, I'll take your call. I'd love to listen to you and tell you, give you specific direction. And When you end the call, you'll know exactly what you need to do. And then you do those things like many people do, and they pick up the phone and they give me a call and say, hey, I did it. And it might be 90 days,
right.
120 days down the line. If they take action right when we end that call, then in 4 months they'll be ready or less.
Right, and that thing that you starts off with just a conversation, take a few actions,
just
and now
do
you're
what
ready
I tell,
to have
yeah,
a mortgage.
That's right.
And it's called growing up, folks, a little bit. And now I'm talking about myself
that.
Here. I'm talking about me here. I'm looking in the mirror saying that. But when I look in the mirror, it's like it's called growing up, Joey. But there's so many different ways Kim can help you out, Kim and the whole team at Alabama Home Mortgage. So, again, that number is 567-4223.
NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender. Thank you.
It's so good seeing you in person.
It's always my pleasure. Thank you, Joey and Jack.
Thank you, Kim.
Appreciate you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Hope you have a great year.
We're set off. We're planning on it.
All right.
More news and views after this quick break.
Details aren't imperative. What matters is the way it ends. They've got 16 mutual friends.
News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Hi, this is Greg Schaefer with AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. First, on behalf of our entire team at AKD, I'd like to wish you all a Happy New Year. We trust you enjoyed your holidays and wish you a blessed and successful 2020. I'd also like to extend a sincere thank you to all of our customers for your patronage and loyalty over the past 33 years. Whether it's printing shirts for our Alabama and Auburn fans or designing that perfect gift for your school or business, delivering custom decorated apparel and promotional products on time at a competitive price is what we do best. And we hope that you continue to give us that opportunity for years to come. You can find us in Montgomery at 277-8433, in Prattville at 361-2133, or online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com. And please remember, AKD is your home for custom screen printing, embroidery, and advertising specialties.
Mr. Sandman. Okay, folks, the new year is here, and I have to close out a great selection of really nice mattresses. The factories are discontinuing many of my most popular models, and I have to liquidate much of my huge inventory fast. Serta, Jameson, Sutherland, and other floor samples in fresh inventory are reduced. Twins, twin longs, fulls, queens, and kings are in stock, as well as beds, headboards, and adjustable bases. We sell frames and all-size foundations to replace those old squeaky ones in your child's room. All my diamond mattress floor samples must be replaced so you can save hundreds. I have many one-of-a-kind king mattresses to liquidate. Serta's from $319, a Jameson latex mat for $599, thick pillow tops from $449 while supplies last. Mr. Sandman has been voted the area's favorite mattress store for 20 years because we have great mattresses, always discounted, and more choices in stock. We have two locations on the Atlanta Highway with different selections, so shop both sides open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
This is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios in Montgomery, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 2 years now, and I can't say enough good things about the folks here at Blue Water. It's outstanding. We've been in business for many, many years, and without a doubt, Blue Water Broadcasting Radio has absolutely been our best mode of advertising. I highly recommend it to any business owner that wants to grow their business.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm Joey Clark.
I'm Jack Campbell, I hope.
272-9228 if you want to get on the program. Democrat debate coming up tonight. Governor Ivey trying to decide where to settle, if at all, refugees here in the state of Alabama. The impeachment articles will be transmitted tomorrow. So much going on.
But if you're looking for lunch.
Yeah, that's a much easier thing to think about.
I'm pretty much starving today. I don't know why, but you need to consider Yellowhammer Restaurant at 7725 Averett Drive off of Taylor and south of Vaughn. You go 4/10 of a mile, you turn right. And the shopping center will be down on your right. They open at 6 a.m. every morning, and they serve breakfast. And just to give you an idea, they French toast, omelets, biscuits and gravy. They have this loaded grits bowl that they serve.
See, I like to pack in all the calories, especially if I'm doing a big workout later in the day. That grits bowl sounds perfect.
And they even have a fried chicken biscuit that's homemade. Anyway, but for lunch today, if you're looking, of course, they always have your burgers, sandwiches, salads, wings. That's on the menu every day, but the meat and three changes every day. Today, hamburger steak, smothered baked chicken, Cajun pork loin, mashed potatoes and gravy, rice and gravy, fried okra, green beans, coleslaw, field peas, and collard greens, along with corn nuggets and sweet potato casserole.
Yummy.
And for dessert, if you aren't full enough from eating all that, you have a choice between banana pudding and Oreo pudding. So give Yellowhammer Restaurant a try. I think you'll really like it, especially if you're in the mood for a little meat and three. And that sounds really good. You know, when you get tired of the burgers and sandwiches and you eat the meat and three, it's kind of comfort food.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that's Yellowhammer Restaurant, 7725 Averett Drive in Funcomery, Alabama.
Yeah, you got to love that menu over there. It truly is, folks, food that it'll stick to your bones. It'll be good, especially on a wet kind of day like today. And it's going to get a little cooler, I think, as we go forward. I love a good meat and three, and they do a great job over there at Yellowhammer Restaurant. Do you think everybody's hungover from watching the football game last night?
I think, well, how late did it go?
I don't know. I didn't really
watch. You didn't watch it?
No. No, I was paying attention. I gave up on football this year because my team sort of, well, they didn't completely crap the bed, but it wasn't exactly the greatest year for my team. So, you know.
Or mine, for that matter.
Moved on to other things. 272-9228, 272-9228. Just, I'm sitting here looking at this attack by Elizabeth Warren against Bernie Sanders. Do you think he actually said this, Jack? Whether or not the attack works, it doesn't matter whether or not he actually said it, but do you think he actually said, I don't think a woman could be president or could win the presidency?
When did he say that, in 2018? They had a meeting. And
yeah, here's the exact quote from Elizabeth Warren. She said, Bernie and I met for more than 2 hours in December 2018 to discuss the 2020 election, our past work together, and our shared goals. Among the topics that came up was what would happen if Democrats nominated a female candidate. I thought a woman could win. He disagreed. And then she didn't want to share anything more about that private conversation. It is ludicrous to believe that at the same meeting where Elizabeth Warren told me she was going to run for president, I would tell her that a woman couldn't win. It's sad that 3 weeks before the Iowa caucus
and a year after the private conversation, staff who weren't in the room are lying about what happened.
That's Bernie Sanders' response. So I don't think he actually said that. But Warren has, you know, lied about all sorts
of
stuff.
Well, I was going to say, given that all these damn Democrats are such liars, you don't know what to believe and what not to believe. Maybe he did say it. Maybe he said Hillary can't win.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd like to see the fuller context. And then Warren went on to say, I have no interest in discussing this private meeting any further because Bernie and I have far more in common than our differences on punditry. You're so full of crap, Liz Warren. Wow. 272-9228, let's go to the phones. News and Views, you're on the air. Who's this?
Good morning, gentlemen. Red Top.
Hey, Red Top.
Hey, Red Top.
Well, you know, guys, they're going to get rid of Bernie before. They do not want him as a nominee. I think that's obvious, don't y'all think?
So they just like to flirt with democratic socialism? They don't actually want it?
Well, no. I think they all want it, but they know that he is going to be... He's so far out there that he is not an acceptable nominee for the mainstream American.
Oh, yeah. He wasn't last time either, and it would brand the Democratic Party forever as a socialist party. But they got a big problem, maybe bigger than last time, because there's nobody like Hillary to go up against him. So it's going to be very interesting to see how they edge Bernie out. Right now, they're starting to slam him on TV and the news about the woman, what he said. And what he said, I do believe, I remember that, America was not ready for a woman president, and it was not Hillary, and it certainly is not Elizabeth Warren. So this is pretty much a weak defense of an old problem that they have. There are no women running that are worth electing on the Democrat side.
Well, and it's kind of like when somebody says, I'm not ready to get married. And really what they mean is, I'm not ready to get married to you.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they break up, and 2 months later, they're already engaged to somebody else. So, you know, that's the sort of crap that's going on. Well, I don't think a woman could win, just not this year, Liz. I'm going to win.
Can I switch to another subject real quick?
No! Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
By the way, for folks that... ever are interested in watching international news, now they have the news from Tokyo at 4 o'clock, the news from Berlin at 4:30, the news from Paris at 5 o'clock.
In the
and
morning?
The news from, no, sir, in the afternoon.
Okay, I was about to say Red Top.
But it runs again at midnight, and this stuff is live. The news from Paris at 5 o'clock and the news from London at 5:30. And it's they just added, it's called France 24/7. And very good to listen to these four perspectives on the news of the world that we do not get here. I encourage folks to.
Well, there you go, Red.
He cut himself off. That's what you get for talking about international news. 272-9228.
Joey.
Yeah.
There are supposedly 12 candidates left in the Democrat. Are any of them minorities?
Andrew Yang, I suppose.
But there are no African-Americans? No, a couple of Jews.
Well, because Cory Booker dropped out.
Uh-huh.
So
Kamala Harris dropped out.
She dropped out.
Yeah.
Yeah. What a racist party.
Well, my point is, you know, they're always bitching about we need more diversity. Well, all these people who are not the majority by skin color, by creed, by origin, whatever, they're all eliminated.
I know. It's amazing.
It's weird to me.
It really, and now they've got, well, and that's even like, I went for the most bland, straightforward news report, like a CBS early morning report, and even that reporter had to go, so it'll mostly be an all white stage tonight, including a white billionaire.
Yeah, I mean, that just occurred to me yesterday when I was driving somewhere, and I thought, you know, with Cory Booker out, there's no person of color running in the Democrat primary.
Right.
And that doesn't speak too well for that party.
Well, I hope they just get over it. I see your point. They're not living up to their own ridiculous standards.
Yeah, these folks can't raise money. That's why they're dropping out.
Right, but here's the thing. The diverse part of their party, the actual folks who do the voting, say black women, for instance, largely support Joe Biden. They don't support Corey or Kamala. They didn't.
Right.
So are you going to say to the folks that you're claiming to represent that y'all are so wrong, not giving donations to make sure people who look like you stay in the race?
I mean,
it's such a condescending, ridiculous standard.
Anyway, it just occurred to me that, these minorities run, they believe in the Democrat Party, and the Democrat Party will never nominate them.
Right, and tonight, a lot of people didn't make the debate, even the folks still in it. It's at 8 p.m. tonight, our time, on CNN. Let's see who made it. Joe Biden will be there tonight. Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Pete Buttigieg, Amy Klobuchar.
She did make it, yeah.
And Tom Steyer.
How does he poll?
He's apparently been polling better. Because a lot of what knocked people out is that they got the donor threshold, but they couldn't make the polling threshold. For instance, Andrew Yang is still in the race. He has the donor threshold to get into the debate, but he doesn't have the poll number. And that's why Cory Booker dropped out. He didn't have the poll number. So Cory Booker's always come across as way too contrived anyhow. Like his Spartacus moment. I'll see if I can find a montage of all the great things Corey has said. And actually, Corey's not a terrible senator. He's worked across the aisle on some issues. I think I could get along with the guy. But as far as running for president, he's just been obnoxious and not good. And there's so many folks like that. Didn't Eric Swalwell run for president? That butterface?
Who?
Eric Swalwell, the guy who's been in the middle of the impeachment.
Yeah.
The guy who farted.
Yeah.
Yeah. 272-9228. Let's go back to the phones real quick. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, fellas, man.
Hey, Randall.
Hey, Randall. Hey, what's up?
Not much, man. Going back to before your guest come on earlier, from Alabama Home Mortgage,
mm-hmm.
You was talking about the impeachment and that what Mitch is going to do.
Right.
If they don't open this up and they do just, kick it out because there's no evidence. Then all we're going to hear is they're just hiding it. They're just covering for him.
Right.
And, it's just going to make it look bad. If he don't open that up, I already don't trust the man. But if he don't open up and at least give us something that we can stand on out here, give us – this limb is getting limber out here. We need something that we can stand on too, And if, right. if he don't open it up to show us what's in there – and let the folks see that it's all bull crap, and he just writes it off and rides off into the sunset. They're going to use that against Trump, beat us over the head worse than they already doing.
I think you're right. And he has to appease Romney and, what's her name, Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins, who are not reliable votes him.
I will say we can put Senator Collins in the reliable column, I think, for this impeachment. She's made statements recently, but Murkowski and that CLB Romney, ugh, creepy little.
Yeah, but we certainly can't afford for any of those people to turn, so I agree with you, Randall. We need to have some semblance of a trial.
I think what's going to happen is pretty much the Clinton standard. I think they're going to give very long-winded opening arguments and presentations. The managers from the House will go, then the president's lawyer and other Republicans they've tapped to be on that team, that defense team, will make their statements. And I think that will give plenty of fireworks.
All right. Well, what kind of money are we talking if this? To do it right. What type of money are we talking about to do it right as far as going through the Senate, open up a trial? And then what type of money are we talking about I'm just trying to see what kind of excuse they're going to use to say, hey, we're not going to do an investigation. I mean, what kind of money are we talking? Are we talking $20 million or is it above that? You think?
I mean, we're talking chump change, and this is regular course of business
for the Senate.
I would
guess no more than $10 million.
Yeah, this is not – and I don't think the Senate's going to, break themselves trying to do the Democrats' work they should have done in the House. They shouldn't. They can try the case as presented in the articles of impeachment and not go much beyond that. But, I mean, I think if you start calling witnesses and you don't know what they're going to say, it's not going to be a good case for either side, really. It could just go off the rails. And at the end of the day, in the articles, the president's not accused of any high crime or misdemeanor. So I think there should be a presentation of the facts. And if you really get into a defense, it'll be showing that there's good reason to look into Joe Biden's corruption because it's real.
From Where's Hunter? I changed his first name to Where's.
But I don't know if you need to do the work the House failed to do, but you should. I don't think they should get the articles and just dismiss it summarily right then. They should have the opening arguments. They should have the votes and see where it goes from there.
Yeah, they dismissed it. I'm going to be, yes, we're going to, that's all, that's what Nancy wants. I bet she wants some of this. I mean, because that gives her everything, you know what I mean, she wants to eat, because, you know, we all know it's lies, but, you know, not every American, you know what I mean, gets to listen to the truth.
That's,
you know what
true,
I mean, not everybody gets turned y'all on. So, you know what I mean, they listen to Nancy and be like, you know, and he's going to win regardless. I'm just worried about Nate Ford. But what I'm saying, can they get to Joe, can they open up the say, investigation in the Senate? Can they go through Trump's paperwork to get to Joe Biden? Is there any kind of way that...
I don't think they ought to touch Biden. I think they ought to let this U.S. attorney do it. I don't think there's any reason to, because just what you said, the Democrats are going to go ape if they start going down the Biden road. And I think this investigator, Durham, is a much more, quote, independent investigator, and it will give more credence to the argument against Biden if he brings the charges up and not the Republicans in the Senate.
I got you. Yeah, all right, tempo. Yeah, I didn't know if that would give them a little door open up if they did, but that makes way more sense. I don't want to.
Oh, and Randall, remember, at the end of the day, it's all political. Like, this is not an actual trial. This is all politics. These are political
bodies.
I
hold on to the words. I always held on to this. He always said it was a perfect call. It was like he knew exactly what he wanted to say, exactly where he wanted to pause to get this going. He opened his doors for himself. You know what I mean? He did this.
Right.
He didn't have to say. He kept backing up every time he'd go to say something. He'd say the word, and it was too good of a pause. It's like you do, Joy. Like when you read, it was too perfect. I mean, he says it was perfect. It was like it was set up to open the door. I just didn't know which way they were going to go in it. But man, I just hope they don't. If Mitch McConnell dismisses it, then we know he's on the other team for sure.
Well,
that's
Randall,
get them all they need.
We shall see. It'll get going middle of this week, end of this week. So I appreciate it.
All right, fellas.
Thanks, pal.
Got to hit another break here. This part of the program, folks, brought to you by Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. That is the number for Cole Plumbing. They're number one in the number two business. They've been serving the Montgomery and surrounding area since 1977. So what is that, going on 43 years now? Wow.
Yeah.
They've been providing quality, high quality, great plumbing services at fair prices to customers all over the river region for that going on 43 years, and they pride themselves on 100% satisfaction guarantees. They offer personal attention and support to you and your family because they're homeowners themselves. They understand that when you have a plumbing problem, you have a problem. Even if it seems like a little issue at first, it can fester and grow into a major issue. That's why at Cole Plumbing, they specialize in plumbing repairs. You need to save that number in your phone if something ever does come up at your home. 279-8919, 279-8919. They also have this proprietary pipelining technology that allows them to give you the service that you need for your plumbing with minimal discomfort. They don't have to dig up a huge hole in your yard or tear out all that drywall. They can do most jobs, big or small. They've got you covered and can do it again with minimal discomfort because of their proprietary pipelining technology. You should also ask them about their tankless water heater technology. Great stuff. But remember, folks, when you have trouble with your bowl,
call on Cole.
279-8919. Thank you again to Cole Plumbing for being a sponsor of News and Views. More News and Views when we come back. 272-9228, 272-9228. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. Having too much fun this morning.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Saving usually means lowering your expectations, settling for less. But no one ever got less and thought, good for me. Now you can save on all your favorite stuff without giving anything up. Surf, swipe, and stream as much as you want with WOW Internet for only $34.99 a month with no data caps and our 2-year price lock guarantee. These are savings you can count on. Learn more at WOWWay.com.
Wow.
Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are mixed, with healthcare companies and tech trading to the downside. Investors mulling over a report on inflation showing consumer prices rose 0.2% in December because of an increase in gas prices, while workers' earnings just couldn't keep up. The Labor Department reporting that workers' hourly earnings adjusted for inflation fell 0.1% in December. The Supreme Court tossing out a lawsuit over a retirement fund for IBM. The lower court ruling had allowed a retirement fund lawsuit to proceed against managers of that fund. Plaintiffs alleged officials failed to disclose that IBM's microelectronics business was overvalued. IBM's not a defendant in the lawsuit. And we're learning some cities are waiving bus fares to try and boost ridership and help poor residents. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
At Capital One, you can open a new savings account in about 5 minutes and earn 5 times the national average. Banking with Capital One means 5 times the savings to help pay for your perfect honeymoon.
Not a fan of zip lining!
Or 5 times the savings toward your family's perfect vacation.
Big fan of water rides.
It's time to help make your savings goals come true. This is Banking Reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One NA, member FDIC.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Springtime in January continues, wet at times and warmer than normal. Today and tonight, periods of showers and thunderstorms. High 76 today, low tonight, mid-60s. Wednesday's high in the upper 70s, scattered showers and thunderstorms around. Maybe a couple of leftover showers on Thursday, still in the low 70s. A little break in the action perhaps on Friday before another round of showers and storms comes in on Saturday. It's like an April forecast. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
This hour of News and Views brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. Of course, they are an equal housing lender.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in. I'm Joey Clark.
I'm Jack Campbell. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, Jack. I'm doing all right. Doing all right, too, because our guest for next hour, running for Congress, Barry Moore, is in studio with us already. See, it's a man who's early, who's on time. I like that. Look forward to talking to Barry about his campaign.
I bet you didn't speed in Pike County, did you?
You asking me?
Yeah.
No, sir. I abide by the law all the way.
They'll get you in Pike County now.
Yeah, you got to watch out for that. And did we get, you know, when we had other candidate on, Terry, last week, you mentioned something about one of the candidates in the race you're in is just money is being used. We'll put it that way. I'm seeing every day I drive home, I see a truck with faces that look... It's not Photoshop, but it's, I don't know. There's a lot of money being thrown around, but there was a lot of money to settle a case not long ago, and I feel like we're behooved to reiterate that. It kind of came and went last week.
Yeah, Jeff Coleman, who's a candidate for Congress against Barry and Terry Hastorf and Jessica Taylor and whoever, Troy King, his company had a contract to move military families when they were being transferred. Mm. And he was accused by the government in a fraud case in civil court of weighting down the trucks to increase the cost of moving a family, which the federal government was paying the tab for. And they figured it out, and they sued him and his company, and he settled the case for $5 million. Now, their take is, well, you know, we didn't want to go through the expense of a trial. It was just easier to go ahead and pay this money. Hmm. You don't pay $5 million if you hadn't done anything wrong. I'm sorry. I'm sure that some of the candidates are going to bring this out, and I didn't mean to put you on the spot, Barry, but... by bringing this up while you're sitting here, because you may not want to address it, but and you don't have to if you don't want to. But
the only thing, I chaired Military and Veterans Affairs for 4 years for the state of Alabama, and we were constantly battling to make life better for our soldiers. We were constantly working to allow them to get pay raises, whatever we could do in Alabama, but nationally as well. And so having five generations, and my daughter just got married this weekend. She married an Army Ranger, Airborne Ranger out of 82nd Airborne.
Congratulations.
And, and those guys, those families, they pay a huge price. We almost didn't have a wedding because he got called out Tuesday and they were going to cancel the wedding 4:30 Thursday morning. The commander said, sir, you can go down and get married. You can go on your honeymoon, but if we go Green Corvette, you're coming back. And I guess that's a sign for load up in an airplane. We're going to Iran or Iraq. So to think that what those families have to suffer through and then that sort of thing going on is just unfortunate. I don't want to talk too much about it, Jack. I think it is one of those things that the voters need to know about. We're going to try to run a positive campaign, talk about who we are and what we've done. But it's troubling, to say the least.
The voice you're hearing is former State Representative Barry Moore, Republican candidate for Congress. He is from Enterprise, Alabama, lives in the Wiregrass. Have you lived there all your life?
Yes, sir, pretty much. I grew up there, and then when I got out of college, I went for a little while, lived in Wisconsin and Mississippi and Florida, and then back to Enterprise to start my own company back.
Well,
back
that's
to,
good.
What took you to Wisconsin?
Straight out of college in the animal health industry. Okay. I got hired on working in like the froze of death, man. I thought that my plan was to just come back, go to the farm in Enterprise, and drill with 1133rd Medevac, fly helicopters on weekends. That was going to be my plan, and then I got hired, and I told my fiance, Heather,
yeah.
At the time, I say, if you'll marry me, I'll take this job in Wisconsin. So, we liked froze to death. But it was a good time, you know, a good experience. Yeah. And so most of my life in the Wiregrass, but yeah, I spent a little bit of time up north.
Well, and I'm seeing here you went to Auburn. You graduated from Auburn.
That's right, yes.
War Eagle. War Eagle, a fellow graduate.
Thank you.
So that's always good to see. And we'll get into more of the details here in the next hour, talking to Barry Moore, candidate for Congress. Being the Republican primary coming up here, and it's a crowded field, and you know We're not trying to be too negative ourselves.
It's no, just but that, I just think the voters need to know that. That's a big issue.
And we're citing public articles. You can go find them, I believe, at the Washington Times or Washington Examiner, these sorts of places. It's out there. And it doesn't mean there's necessarily anything that was done wrong, but Mr. Coleman does need to answer those public articles. And that will all come out. Because we do have such a big field, all sorts of things will make a difference. So we need to make sure the public has all the information. 272-9228, that is the number to call if you want to get in. You have a question for Barry here. We'll be asking questions. We'd love to take y'all's questions. Those 272-9228. This part of the program, folks, brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Told you about him a little bit in the first hour, but let's talk some more. Because, you know, you took the time. You took the time to film all these family get-togethers. And in some cases, it meant, you know, getting a nice shoulder workout, brother. You know, lugging around that camcorder years ago. Those things weren't exactly light. And so why did you take the time to film these family get-togethers, graduations, sporting events? Maybe it was just some random Saturday afternoon with the family by the pool. Whatever it was, why'd you film all that stuff and now it's just sitting there on the shelf, collecting dust, deteriorating? Why not save those memories and give them as an unexpected gift at an unexpected time? Actually, my brother's new wife did this for us. She took the time because she's just got... My brother and I, we're procrastinators, these sorts of things. If it's not top of mind, we're not always thinking about it, but she found the old videotapes of the family get-togethers that go back decades, and she got them preserved and brought into a digital format. And watching those, it brings back so many good memories, folks, some embarrassing memories of how you were as a kid, all the good and the bad stuff. It's worthwhile. It'll jog your memory, and it'll make for a great evening with the family reminiscing and jog that nostalgia. When you call 279-6036, 279-6036, and tell Dan Black and the team here, News and Views listener, you can get 40% off all videotape to DVD transfers. And that's a heck of a deal, but only for News and Views listeners, 40% off for the month of January. Dan Black Studios also provides business services from website design to video editing, training video production, television commercial production, anything to do with video services. You need to call Dan Black Studios. Again, their number, 279-6036, 279-6036. Thank you again to Dan Black Studios being a sponsor of this part of the program, being a sponsor here of News and Views. More News and Views with candidate Barry Moore. When we come back, Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, 272-9228 if you want to ask a question yourself.